share your blanket with me? It's freezing on this airplane. Yes, I have mine, but I'm freezing. And I asked them for an extra one. They don't have any more because this plane is full. You're barely even using yours. Just open it up and put the whole thing over us. It's a big deal. Please. Don't be such a crank. We're going to Paris. You should be happy. Thank you. Oh, so much better. My God, it's freezing. Sorry, I woke you. Oh, you know I can never sleep on these things. I'm listening to something. Maybe I'm listening to sexy audios. Helps to pass the time. Well, yeah. Well, I don't make fun of you when you listen to yours. Hey, what is that? What are you doing? Are you kidding? Listening to stuff. A little wet. You're gonna get in trouble doing that. I know they dim the lights, but still. I was reading some article a while ago about all the crazy things that flight attendants see. There's some crazy ass stories. But you know, everybody thinks that, you know, when they play the Mile High Club game, that the flight attendants aren't wise to it. They're totally wise to it. What did the article say? Well, it's basically like, well, it was an article of like 15 things that different flight attendants have seen, and crazy ass shit, like people shaving and on the plane, or you know, just like just really funny things. But I guess the one that talked about, you know, witnessing couples getting it on. She's like, well, you know what? If they're discreet, I mean, depending on my mood, I'll just turn a blind eye. It's only when they start, you know, making too much noise or like, you know, just being very exhibitionist, can't even say that right now. You know, they're just like being too obvious about it, or then, you know, then she'll say something. But yeah, that's what she said. That wasn't why I asked you to share your blanket, and just so you know, but so you can play this game. Oh yeah, you want to lift this armrest? Okay. Why are you so hard? You were sleeping, right? What do you mean, morning wood? It's not morning Is morning somewhere? You're so silly. So hard though. So hot. You want me to turn face in the window? Why? You wanna snuggle? We're gonna get in trouble. My God. Oh my God, so hard. Oh, I can feel you pretty calm. Oh my God, you know I love that. It's a good thing I'm wearing a skirt. Push my tights down. So you always make fun of me for wearing a skirt in the airplane. I keep telling you it's a lot more comfortable than wearing pants for these long haul flights. Aren't you glad I did though? Do you want an edge in your comb? I mean, if you comb, you can be make a big old mess, dude. Well, I think your that dinner napkin is still in since still in your front seat pocket. You can you can drape it over your lap if you want, you know, have it kind of ready. Keep fingering me. Always. You know I like that. Oh, I like it. That's scary. I've never done that before. Oh my God. Oh my God, your cock is so fucking hard me to make you come? Yeah. What do you want to do? Come and then take a little nappy nap. Maybe do a little mile high later. Can you finger me? Yeah, reach around front. I'll finger my clit. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Give me a hand job. Haven't done this in a long time. Face in my neck if you're gonna be making a lot of noise when you come, okay? I'm pretty close. I was pretty horny. I was sitting here listening to these fucking audios. I love sharing that with you. I mean, not sharing what I listen to, but you know, the fact that we both do that's odd. I'm getting turned on by other people's voices and then getting off with each other is totally odd. Oh, it was. Oh my gosh, baby. Oh my God. Yeah, you better reach around, put your fingers in my mouth. I feel like I might be loud. Oh. Yes. Yes, you better reach down, wrap your napkin around, punch that napkin around my hand. Yeah. Oh my God, okay. Oh, I love you. Okay. Oh. Okay. Maybe we'll continue later.